This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Parents of a high schooler in Adams County are suing the school district for allowing the child to change their name and pronouns without their consent. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
The lawsuit was filed on behalf of anonymous parents by Scott Gessler, the former Republican Secretary of State. The parents claim that the State Department of Education and School District 27J aided their high school freshman daughter to socially transition to a boy, using a male name and pronouns. This change was kept secret, the lawsuit claims, from the parents, in violation of their constitutional rights. The district and the State Department of Education would not comment on the lawsuit. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A federal judge has denied a motion to remove a middle school principal from a lawsuit alleging racial discrimination. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
A lawsuit filed by several families whose black and biracial children were the target of racial bullying sought to hold the principal of Castle Rock Middle School liable, as well as the Douglas County School District. The district argued that the principal is entitled to qualified immunity. The judge rejected that claim, noting that the principal knew about the racism and students weren't protected. Last year, an eighth grade student reported to the district that a group chat of more than 100 students spread racist memes and harassed black and biracial students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Springs is in the final stages of updating its approach to people experiencing homelessness. The city hopes to release the plan by September. The Springs acting chief housing officer, Katie Sunderland, says the new plan sets priorities based on the feedback from thousands of participants in recent public meetings.
This is how we are going to refine and craft our response. And then this also informs our budget priorities.
Colorado Springs' homelessness plan was last updated in 2019. This is CPR News and KRCC.